Ed Rainey really loves Seth. The whole thing about Seth, he's going to must be a great collection here of freshwater fish of the eastern United States.
Mm-hmm.
Every damn little creek and run from northern Florida or even southern Florida, for all I know, to Maine. It was then, some of the streams don't exist anymore. You know, some of them have been captured by other streams. You know, they've been, you know, trip mining has ruined them or something, or they've been polluted or whatever. So it's nice to have that record of what was in them. But he was very unforgiving of stupidity. He just, I have no trouble with him, because I don't think I'm terribly stupid. But anyway, he had a trip with a graduate student one time, three of his graduate students. He went down, he's sending streams from here on south, somewhere. They got quite a ways down there. I think they're in South Carolina or southern North Carolina. And when you put fish out of the Seine, they're flippy, you know, and you put them in the formalin, they flip.
Mm-hmm.
And they get formalin in your face. You don't watch it. So you hold the lid or party over the jar when you flip them in. This one guy just didn't get it. That's a fundamental thing if you're an ichthyologist. He didn't get it, and the stuff flies up. No, they got as many eye once. He said, come on, guys. He said, you already guys, the waiters up there, you know. And all the other two guys and Ed broke it in the car and drive off, left them standing in the creek and his waiter. Left them there, didn't go back for him either.
They didn't go back at
all. No.
Oh my goodness.
I knew all these people. Jeez.
Oof.
That's brutal, isn't it?
That's a tiny
hard hitchhiking waiter. It was rough. I told you about, you know, I keep talking in class. I told you
mm-hmm.
about that, didn't I?
Yeah, dragging the student out.
Yeah, you throw him out. I put a collar in the seat of the pants and right out the door, you know. Boom. Today you wouldn't get away with it. God, they'd squeal to the ombudsman or something and you'd be in trouble. But he don't care. He throw him right out the door. Throw stuff, all his junk right after him, you know. Papers, books, anything right after him. And yell at the end, because the door is open. but once a year, you'd just yell at him. Not being paying attention to talking when he was talking in the field or in the lab. He told me when I left Cornell, when I went to say goodbye to him, that's what he's got to do, Bill. You know, first class, if you can't find somebody that's not paying attention or talking, just pick anybody and just ream them right out. And from then on, you can be as nice as you want, but you know there's a limit. I never had to do that. I mean, that's silly, but that's the way he worked. He came up in a rough town. That's the way how you had to do it. But he was a very nice guy. He really was. I loved him dearly. Wow, he almost got me interested in switching to fishes. He was so enthusiastic, you know. It was contagious. I painted fishes for months with him in his office and behind him and behind a bookcase. Some book, I don't know if the book is ever written or not, but the plates must be someplace. Both he and his wife are dead now. But he was a great character, too.